BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast from Radio 1's Academy in Exeter on a Bumble Air Wednesday, including library tennis at Exeter Uni. We've got our loudest grunters yet. Tom O'Dell plays Real or No Real, and Chris really embarrasses me on the train to Devon.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.
This is Scott, and we are at the Radio 1 Academy in Exeter today. We have a small crowd that's gathered to see how exciting a radio show is to watch. Not very. But you'll enjoy the songs. You will. So we're here for 5 days of workshops and Q&As. We probably are contracted to say this, but actually, it is really good here.
It is good.
If you're in Exeter, you should consider coming down. Yeah,
well,
you should.
Yeah, when we turned up today, there was a big queue outside as well. There's a really good vibe about the place, and everyone seems busy as well. There's lots of stuff going on. People seem busy.
There's a lot of workshops, a lot of Q&As. We're going to be doing one later. Everyone knows that working out what you want to do for a career is hard. So if you have ever wanted to do a creative job, like working in radio or TV or film or music or fashion, then basically that's what this academy is here for before we come here for Big Weekend and take over the whole place. There's loads of stuff online as well. If you can't make it, just go to the Radio 1 website and you can get all the advice that's happening here just by clicking on it.
I got to ask as well, have you set up the people of Exeter producing Scott Mills merchandise? Because what I'm seeing here is Scott Mills key rings.
Yeah, I have nothing to do with those.
Right, so you've obviously started kind of employing this academy to just make stuff for you.
No, a nice man came up to me earlier and went, couple of key rings there for you. And I was like, oh, thanks, because I was doing something at the time. Then I realised about 5 minutes later, they all have my face on.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's responsible for that, but just to let you know, I'm not doing my own merch off the back of this.
Oh, well, also, get this, right? You had your head scanned earlier for what I've been told is a chocolate head.
Yeah, it's just another normal day in Exeter. Because obviously, I mean, this whole thing that we do is about different forms of creativity. And one of those is having your head made into chocolate.
Yeah. What was the pose for it? Did you have your mouth wide open?
No, but this is weird, right? So at some point tomorrow, someone is going to come here and deliver my head made of chocolate.
I'm going to eat your face.
Yeah, you will be able to. But it's quite weird because I had to sit completely still with my head up, looking up to the sky for about 5 minutes so that you get no chins. But that's annoying because actually that's more chocolate then, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, another problem for you is this morning, what you actually did is
banged your
head against the sink.
Every time we come to Radio 1's Big Weekend or the Academy, I always get an injury and it's generally on my forehead. Today, busy brushing my teeth in the hotel room, I'm quite close to the taps. Bang my head against the tap.
Yeah.
So if anyone in the audience can notice, there's a small red mark there. Hopefully it won't bruise.
Oh, it's getting bigger as well, everyone. Yeah. It's good. It's going to bruise.
Tomorrow it's going to be a big purple bruise.
You look like Harry Potter.
Thank you very much.
It's that kind of scar.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing Chocolate Head tomorrow.
Yes.
And you can eat me. What do you think it's going to... Do you think it's going to be full or do you think it's going to be like an Easter egg, just hollow?
I reckon what we do is we pass your head around to everyone here and let everyone have a lick of your face.
Absolutely. You can lick my head, all of you, tomorrow if you fancy that. I mean, that's worth coming to the Academy on its own.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills from Radio 1's Academy in Exeter. There's loads of stuff online. If you want to go to the Radio 1 website, lots of practical advice and kind of hands-on experience through the week. Even if you can't be here, you can all get it from the Radio 1 website. Everything from producing radio shows, and there's TV workshops, and how to make a hit record.
How to make Scott Mills merchandise.
Yeah, that's all there. Go to the Radio 1 website, click on Academy. You can get tickets to some of the free events that are happening here in Exeter. And you can even see great articles like Craig David's tips on how to make it in music.
Yes.
Because he's back.
Scott, what's the deal with Bumbaleo today?
You're going to have to dance like a loon.
Yeah, because normally when we're in the studio, it feels like quite a comfortable thing to do. It's fine.
Yeah,
but there is a crowd here.
I'll let you into a secret. When it's on the radio, normally, we're not actually dancing. No, we're not. But today, we will have to.
Well, I mean, speak for yourself. I think you're going to have to dance hard on this one as well.
That's not going to happen. But the audience will.
Yeah,
and
you'll
we can
get
film
involved,
them.
Won't you?
Yeah, they'll do it. Ooh. We'll do that a bit later. Also coming up, we've got kind of... an Exeter special library tennis today. I thought it would be good to do it at Exeter Uni, which is just down the road. So that's coming up at 1:40 with two Exeter students. A lot of people missed the Tom O'Dell Live Lounge earlier, which was beautiful. He did his song Magnetized, and he also did a great cover of Mike Posner in Ibiza. And he was saying at the time, you don't realise, because that song just kind of... I mean, it's just such a catchy song that you don't really listen to the words.
It's true.
And when he did it, he's like, listen to the words. It's really sad. It's a really sad song.
What was it like in there as well? Because it sounded, well, it obviously didn't sound like it, but I could just imagine that the whole audience were just kind of open-mouthed and just silent.
Yeah, there was a lot of people with face of fish, just like, open-mouthed. It was really good. We're going to replay that if you missed it just after two, and we'll do Bumbleo after two. Bangers today is going to be somebody from the Academy choosing the tunes.
Oh, really?
And then we need to talk about what you did to me on the train last night.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, thanks for that. And Real or No Real... that's going to be with Tom O'Dell. He's sticking around to play the game, and that'll be at 3:40 as normal.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we haven't done this for a while, and when in a university town, it really would be rude not to. It's library tennis. Hello, Charlotte.
Hi.
Where are you as we speak?
I am currently sat outside the library with Kelly.
At Exeter Uni.
In Exeter Uni, yeah.
Perfect. This is the ideal place to play library tennis.
Yeah, it is.
And you're with Kelly right now. She's your mate.
Yeah, she is. We live together.
Oh, OK. I wasn't sure for a second because you made it sound like we might know of her already. It was like she had a reputation.
Oh, no. She doesn't have a reputation. She's fine.
So the rules of library tennis are simple. You need two people. You position yourselves at opposite ends of a busy library, and you both take it in turns to grunt like a tennis player. A bit like this.
Because when you hit a ball really hard, those are the kind of noises you make. You wouldn't know, Scott. You've never played tennis.
No, I haven't. Actually, I have once.
Have you actually?
Yeah, but I didn't grunt like that. Each grunt must be louder than the one before. And the game stops when one of you just cannot take the pressure of it anymore, of the grunting getting louder, or you think you might be in trouble, because I don't want that. It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah. It's basically like a rally, like a tennis rally. Take it in turns.
So, Charlotte, you're going to be at one end of the library, and your friend is Kelly. Kelly, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so both outside the library at the moment, yes?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. We're in Exeter as well today, so it feels right that we should do it with two Exeter students.
Yeah, it does.
Have you been spending a lot of time in the library, Charlotte?
Probably not as much as I should be, but...
Oh. Kelly, what about you?
All day, every day. I'm a bit of a geek.
Are you in exam time at the moment? Is that what it is?
Yeah, the whole university's got exams at the moment, but it's been about 3 weeks already, so everyone's coming to the end of exam period now.
Yeah. This will ease the pressure for just a few minutes. It's a fun game.
Yeah, exactly. And Charlotte's quite good at grunting, so it's fine.
Oh, how do you know that?
I don't want to know.
Okay. All right, so listen, I'm going to play a song now. And in that time, I'd like you both to go and position yourself in the library at opposite ends of it, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, I'll speak to you after this.
Yeah,
okay, no. The Scott Mills Daily.
And just down the road at Exeter Uni are Charlotte and Kelly. Hiya!
Hi.
Oh, are you in the library now?
Yeah, we're in the library now.
I just wanted to check, as it's exam week, you're not going to be anywhere where you will disturb people, are you?
Not really. No, we'll be fine where we are.
I'm so excited for this game. I forget how excited I get before it. And let's not get it twisted as well. There's no pretenders. This is the original public grunting game.
That's right. You may have seen similar games on TV. They're just poor imitations.
Oh, here we go again. It makes you feel alive.
I know, I love this. Okay, so because we're in Exeter today, we've chosen two Exeter Uni students, Charlotte and Kelly. Have you heard the game before?
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Okay. All right, who wants to serve here then, girls? Charlotte, apparently you're the better one at grunting.
Okay, I can go first.
Also, how does Kelly know that, by the way?
I don't know.
Are you housemates?
Yes, we are.
Oh, that'll be it then.
Okay, so if we're going to kick this game off, remember, you don't want to start too loud. You just kind of want to... You just need enough just to get it over, you know?
Easy does it. Just over,
get it over there. Can you see each other right now?
Yes, we can.
Okay. All right. So, they're both the opposite ends of the library. They take it in turns to grunt like a tennis player. Each grunt must be louder than the one before. The game stops when they chicken out. Okay, grunt like a tennis player would, but don't give it your all just yet because you've got to get louder and you've got to have somewhere to go.
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
Charlotte, serve.
over the net there, Kelly.
Oh.
Very good.
Charlotte.
Oh.
There's not much length on it at the moment, but that's fine for now.
It's fine for now, but they need to get longer. Kelly.
Oh.
Quick return. You know what? You're playing well here, ladies. It's getting ever so slightly louder every time, which is important. Okay, Charlotte, take your time with this one.
Okay. And remember, we're looking for length.
Okay.
Whoa.
Very strong.
Kelly, you got a tricky shot with this one. I'm not going to lie. It feels like the game's ramped up somewhat. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
You ready?
Getting a bit intense.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff.
That's what we want. Charlotte, you've got to go louder.
Okay.
Kelly's going to have to do some work to come back from that.
That was Charlotte. That was so good. Charlotte, how do you feel?
I feel I'm happy with my performance so far.
Yeah, you should be.
I feel like I've definitely got more to give.
Excellent. Okay. Kelly, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Pressure's on. I'm shaking a bit.
Right, Kelly, take your time.
In your own time.
Maybe take a bit of a run up on this one if needs be.
Yeah.
I love this game
so much. Charlotte, can you come back?
Yeah, I'm currently like out in the open, so I'm just gonna look for some cover. But
yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, straight back at you, Kelly.
It's very good. It's very good.
Really
I don't know
good.
If it quite. I mean, I don't know if we need to go to Hawkeye on that one or something. It was. I think it was fine.
What's Hawkeye?
Oh, I'll have to tell you after the game.
Is that like Pink Eye?
It's no. It's not
we might just have to pause the game. We've just had a shake of the head.
Oh no!
From one of the students. But I think if we relocate, I think we might be okay.
I mean, you can move around the court, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, we are. We're just moving around the court at the moment.
Okay, Charlotte's go.
Okay.
And you're in time.
I think this could be, that surely is match point.
Yeah. Unless Kelly can do better.
No, I'm going to give it one more go.
Okay, it really needs to be a good one.
I don't know. I don't. Honestly, what were we saying about that one? It was good, but yeah. Kelly, we'll play a let on that one. We'll give you one more chance to beat Charlotte's one from before.
Yeah, it needs to be longer and louder.
Okay.
I'd say the key is length.
Yeah, Kelly, we'll give you another go. Here we go. No, that was.
It's a slightly lower register, isn't it?
But still, I would say longer.
Yeah, yeah.
Charlotte, have you got anything more to give, or does Kelly win the game?
I think I might. No, she's not going to win this.
Okay.
I think I've got another shot in me.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Do you know what I like about you, Charlotte? You're persistent with this.
Yeah, I'm not letting her win.
A dog without a bone. You want this win.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it my best shot.
Oh, surely that's it.
Kelly?
No, it's not. It's not.
Okay.
It's a screamer.
This is the best one yet. Charlotte.
This is huge, huge tennis.
Oh. What are people around you saying?
We've got a fan club of two boys currently. Yeah.
The ball boys are on,
kind of,
are they?
Kind of following us around at the moment.
Right, but they're loving it, aren't they?
Yeah, no, I think they're enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've got their phones out, so... Yeah, they are giving us some funny looks, though.
I think we're going to have to do something about this game, Scott. It's going on and on and on.
It is, and they show no signs of stopping here, Chris.
Is this perhaps the strongest game of library tennis we've had?
I would definitely say so. It's up there with the greats.
What I propose here is you both get one last shot.
Yeah, and whoever's loudest wins the game. We're just going to have to do it that way.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, so Kelly is next. So, Kelly, you've got to give it your best shot to win.
One last, okay.
You've both got one more, okay? Kelly, you go first. You're going to have to go again, I'm afraid.
Unfortunately, your phone broke up. I'm so sorry. Once again, even louder and bigger.
Okay.
I can't believe this.
Oh, Sharapova would be proud of you.
Yeah. Charlotte, you've got to make it bigger to win.
Okay. The final shot is going to be my best shot yet.
We're going to have to get our adjudicator on this, I think. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge from Charlotte. I think we're all agreed here. Charlotte's got this one, right?
Charlotte, yes.
Well played, Charlotte.
I'm so happy.
Charlotte for the win.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry, Kelly, you missed out. You were just shorter there than Charlotte.
No worries. She is a better grunter anyway.
Yes, you said that all along, didn't you?
Yeah, tough competition.
It was a huge game from you two. You should both be very proud.
I mean, both played so well there.
Thank you very much. We're out now.
You're out of the library, right?
Yeah, we've escaped now.
In your safe place.
Yeah, we've gone to the safe place.
We couldn't come to Exeter and not do library tennis in Exeter. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yes, Charlotte, is there anyone you'd like to thank? The fans, your parents, what?
Yeah, definitely a shout out to all the Lukeys, actually, all the students on Saluk's campus. I'd like to thank my mum and dad and obviously my opponent, Kelly, for being a tough competitor today.
And Kelly, what about you?
Yeah, I'd just like to give a shout out for all of Rowan Croft as well, which is our original accommodation. So, yeah, thank you very much for having us on the show. And thank you, Charlotte, for being the ultimate winner.
Yeah, excellent game, girls.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for having on.
Thanks so much for playing library tennis. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
People are going crazy for library tennis today. I really enjoyed that one. Lee on Twitter says, I'm cringing with awkwardness. I need new cringe glands, but best game yet.
Oh, there's an absolutely huge reaction to this. Liam says, library tennis on Radio 1 is absolutely brilliant. True radio gold.
Yeah. Kaylee says, best radio game ever. First time she's heard it.
Craig's texting this. Massive lol at Scott asking if Hawkeye is like Pink Eye.
I know. Well, I didn't know what that is. What is it?
Yeah, we'll explain that another time.
Okay. And Caroline Flaxpin on saying, she just texted me. I mean, I just switched on the radio. What on earth is going on? I just put library tennis. She put, okay.
Now, obviously, because we're in Exeter, what I'd like to know is, can we still facilitate maybe some match highlights?
Yes, I actually have that that technology here with me in Exeter, yes. So,
Can we do slow-mo?
I'll come to that in a minute.
Okay.
But first, here are the highlights from today's library tennis with the two girls from Exeter Uni. Wow, I mean, it was huge. Absolutely huge. Now, obviously, normally we can do slow-mo, and you're thinking to yourself, you won't be able to do slow-mo today. You're in Exeter. Well,
no way.
Get this. Slow-mo's best, I think.
It's horrific.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We're in lovely Devon today in Exeter, and it's a week and a half until Radio 1's big weekend where we bring all the stars. It's really nice. We were just having a little walk around earlier, me and you, weren't we?
Yeah, it's great.
Got a coffee, which they forgot about, but that's fine.
But where we are at the moment, it's really nice because people can sort of come and go as they please and... it's just there's loads going on here. It's weird. You wander around this building and there's just rooms full of really quite strange stuff. I mean, you had your face mapped earlier for a chocolate head.
Yeah,
that's
happening.
It kind of got your face scanned.
I got my face scanned for a good 5 minutes. Had to look up and smile. And tomorrow that's going to be turned into a milk chocolate head.
Really excited, and I'm keen to think of ideas with what you could do with that.
Mm. Want to eat it?
But I'm definitely going to eat your face.
Do you know I just feel that it's going to be a really good big weekend, this one.
I've got a good feeling about it. We were saying that. There's a really good vibe about this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Exeter could be a really, really good one.
And also, in this week, in the kind of big run-up to big weekend, there's loads of stuff going on here at the Academy. You don't have to be in Exeter or anywhere near it, though, if you can't get here, because it's all on the Radio 1 website. There's loads of Q&As, loads of workshops. Grimmy's here this week. Greg and Matt Edmondson and Alice Levine.
and lots of actual pop stars as well. Go to Radio 1 website and click on Academy. There's loads of stuff in there about getting into creative industries as well, like TV or radio or film or music or fashion. Tiny Temper was here yesterday. It's just really good. We're doing a creativity session later. Hello.
Is that confirmed? Are we actually doing that?
Wow. Yeah, that's happening, yeah. Hopefully our producer's going to be on stage as well. The Scott Mills Daily. Do you know, I think it's time.
Are we doing this now?
Yeah,
right
we're doing now. It right now. But I don't remember the last time we did one like out of the studio, so I don't know how I feel.
It's weird doing it outside, isn't
it? We're in Exeter. Okay, let's do it.
And here's an interview with Jürgen Klopp.
US rapper Macklemore and his mum will crash your wedding for $5,000.
How much for just the mum?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Ronnie Pickering!
Oh!
Ronnie Pickering!
Oh!
Ronnie Pickering!
Yeah.
Go on over the window, Gary.
Still good, isn't it?
Yeah, so good.
And Patrick had a morning show called The Jazz Hole. That's one.
It wasn't.
No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
Yes, yes, we're on. Come on then, where are you? 81199. Tweet at BBCR1. Harriet, who's coming to our creativity session later on.
Oh, yeah.
Having a little bumbleo. Rob, the plumber in Hull, bumbleoing his ball cocks off. Good afternoon. Joe Williams, hello. Nathan, who is in Exeter, literally a couple of minutes away from where we are today, but he's working, so can't come along.
You can still bumble out, though, of course.
Of course. For have a little everyone. Dance.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Right, come on, let's have a
come
shot.
On! Bambaleo, bambaleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambaleo,
bambaleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero. I know what you mean. It is weird doing it in a different place, isn't
yeah.
it?
It's Tommy in Devon. Can't wait for Big Weekend. He's got tickets. Also, John in Leeds.
Lexi jumping across the room and bumbleaying like mad. Stephanie as well.
Joe, who sat directly in front of me.
Yes,
all right, Joe.
Joe.
That's weird. This person says, yes, the governess saying Honda Jazz. I've been waiting for this moment for so long. It's not been on for a while. Stephanie says, I haven't even got the clappy bit.
Oh, what are you
I'll do it. 40 of those. Stephanie, at work in Exeter, having a little dance in the car.
Dan and Tom travelling from Dundee to Portsmouth right now, bumbling away.
No, it's actually a Honda Jazz.
Big up Claire, bumbling her maracas off.
Dana's about to get into the shower, but first is having a little bumbleo.
Charlotte in the work van right now on her birthday. Happy birthday.
Another Paul from Exeter. Jack and Anley in Jersey.
Whoa, we're at the end.
And Will from Lincoln.
Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here in Exeter at the Radio 1 Academy. Now, this is going to be weird because we've only ever done bangers before where the person choosing is in front of us, like staring us out, and that was with Alan Shearer when we did the breakfast show. So normally they're just on the phone, so it's kind of easier because you can't actually see them.
Yeah.
But what we can both do here is just stare them out and persuade them to choose our track.
Yeah, I like it. It's a whole different dimension to it.
Let's do it.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Liv.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. So, Liv, are you from Exeter?
I'm at university here.
Okay, so, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, we played library tennis earlier in the Exeter Uni. It was really good. So do you listen to Radio 1 a lot?
Quite sometimes listen to the podcast on my walk up to campus and
okay.
stuff, so yeah.
Have you got tickets for Radio 1's big weekend?
No, we haven't. But,
okay, moving on then.
But you do have a very important job here, Liv. You've got to choose which song goes on next on Radio 1.
Yeah. yeah. Okay, you've heard this before.
Yeah.
All right, no pressure, but here's mine today. I think you'll like it.
Bonkers.
Oh, it's good.
It is good. Yay. You've not heard it for a while. Dizzy Rascal is absolute best. Bonkers.
You know what, Liv? I'm going to offer you something very special, though, because my choice is this. Oh. I mean, okay. come on, you can't argue with this one. Also, Liv, I'm just going to stare you out okay. until you make this.
I'm trying to look around and see what the kind of general consensus in the room
yeah.
is.
But... you might need some help there. Okay.
Okay. Oh, it's a tricky choice today, actually.
Yeah, no, it's two songs that I wouldn't necessarily pick myself.
What
but...
what music are you into?
we don't have to do either. I mean, yeah, we can stop the game if you want.
What do you normally listen to?
Just a bit of everything, really. Mm. Yeah.
But these songs really not your thing.
Maybe, you know, depends if I'm in the mood or not.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Who do you normally choose? Is it Scott or me?
I'm a very impartial judge, so okay. I'm not
can we bribe you? I mean, you are right in front.
You can try, but...
giving absolutely nothing away.
No.
So who's it going to be?
I think today I'm going to go with Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Come on.
Big Snoop Dogg. I just want to make you sweat.
For one horrifying moment there, my whole career flashed before me as I thought, is this the clean radio version? but it was Phew Sweat by Snoop Dogg and David Guetta. Is it David Guetta? Yeah.
Yeah. 2-1 to me this week, Scott.
I know, unlucky for me. Robbed is the word that's appearing most on my social media right now. How about you?
Starkey, you lad, absolute banger.
Why would you not choose Bonkers? I mean, no offence, Liv.
I'll tell you what was awkward after that, because Liv obviously chose my song and then you just sort of looked away.
Fine, that's absolutely fine.
She was nothing to you anymore.
Nothing. Bye, Liv. No, that was excellent today. So 2-1 to Chris. I've got to put it back tomorrow. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So Tom O'Dell has been here in Devon today to do a live lounge and... being the nice bloke that he is also going to do Real or No Real with us at 3:40 this afternoon.
That's what I love about this place, Scott, is you can just be sitting here and all of a sudden Tom O'Dell just breezes past, you know, to go and host a session, which in fact he's doing next door to us.
Yeah, like right next door. So it's a session on how to get a job in music. That's what I mean. There's so much stuff going on here. And like, where do you get to, you know... like, if you live in a town where, like, literally there's no music or very little music, where do you get a place where, like, a pop star or a rock star will just turn up and you can ask them questions about how to get into the music industry?
It's really funny to see. And it's such a random assortment of people as well. I just saw Lauren Pope walk, literally right in front of us.
I wonder what her session's about.
Well, she's hosting a business workshop has hosted a business workshop today. It's just a bit random.
Yeah, but businesswoman. But yeah, no, it is random, but there's so much stuff going on. We're doing a session later on. You don't have to be here in Exeter. You can watch it all on the Radio 1 website. If you want to get into stuff like music or TV or radio or fashion, it's all there for you.
On that note, I was watching on the Radio 1 YouTube, actually, a session that Charlie Sloth hosted.
Yes, it was excellent.
Genuinely think it's one of the best things that I've seen from the Academy so far. It was Charlie Sloth talking about brands and branding, the importance of branding in what he does. And I just found it really inspirational. I thought it was really, really good what he was saying. So, you know, try check that out if you get a chance.
Yeah, and if you want to go into kind of creative industry, then that's what it's all about. There's loads of different sessions on for 5 days this week, and loads of Radio 1 DJs are coming down as well. You don't have to be here. Just click on Academy on the Radio 1 website. Hey, here's the thing. What about the winner of Bangers tomorrow gets the first bite of my chocolate head?
Great idea. Does that need explaining anymore?
Karen's been on Twitter. We probably should explain what's happening. So just before the show today, I had to have my head scanned for 5 minutes, which was basically just It's like one of them ones at the checkout that go bloop, but they were like putting it around my head and scanning my head. And tomorrow, as if by magic, they're going to, well, there'll be a chocolate head of me made of chocolate.
I mean, what an honour, chocolate head.
I know. It's a bit like back in the day on X Factor when the mayor used to turn up with the pizza with the contestant's face on. It's kind of the modern day version of that.
Oh, it's his head made of chocolate.
Yeah, here it is, as a gift from the city of Exeter. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris, you got the wrong idea. You just said, is Tom O'Dell hosting a speed dating session next door? It's not speed dating.
Is it not?
It's speed question. So you get like one question to ask him about how to be in the music industry.
Oh.
It's going very well, though. It's very, very well attended.
I misheard. It is very busy, but I assume that was because speed dating.
No. So, about last night, then, please.
Oh, so good.
So, we were on a 2-and-a-bit-hour train journey from Radio 1 in London to Exeter last night.
Yeah.
And we were just chilling, having a few drinks, you know, like, having a chat. And then something happened which I really, really wasn't expecting.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. I saw an opportunity. Do you know what? I'm new to Twitter polls. I've never done a poll on Twitter
Welcome
before.
Along.
And it's absolutely brilliant.
They've been on right? for ages.
Mate, I'm going to use them for everything from now on.
I had to tell you about them.
So anyway, I saw this opportunity because I located where they do the sort of announcements on the train.
Of course you did.
And so I wrote on Twitter... Up to you guys. I've located the train announcer thing. It's just one button. Do I use it to embarrass Scott or not?
And what were the results of that poll?
It was amazing. So I did this poll, my first ever poll, and the options were embarrass him or don't. And this is incredible. It had over 4,000 votes, 4,155
to be
precise. And 95% said embarrass him.
Yeah.
So obviously I made that my mission.
Yes, and it really worked.
So what I did is I befriended the train manager on the train, a guy called Jason.
I wonder who you were kept going off talking to.
Yeah, what a legend he is. And what an amazing contact for me in the future.
Sure.
Being mates with the actual train manager.
I mean, it's got to be only a good thing.
Hot job.
Yeah, really hot job.
And I saw the opportunity. I wrote down what seat you were sitting in.
Yep.
And I decided to make an announcement on the train. And this went out across the whole train. It was so busy as well. So proud of myself for this.
If you want to see the video, it's on Radio 1 Facebook. There's a lot of me with my head in my hands.
Yeah, we videoed the whole thing. Of course we did.
Here's what happened.
Thank you for travelling on Great Western Railway. My name is Chris Stark. I'm on Radio 1. Hope you're all having a pleasant journey. We have just under 2 hours left on your trip, but I'm very pleased to announce that we have a celebrity rider on board today's train, known to some as the Crab from Strictly Come Dancing or Eastleigh's favourite son. Of course, I'm talking about Radio 1's favourite DJ, Scott Mills. Right now, if you're keen, he is travelling standard class, I know that's a surprise for us all, in Coach F in seat 9. That's Coach F, seat 9, standard class. As you know, he's a shy man, but he emphasised to me before the journey that he likes to take the rare, empty moment in his schedule and life to meet and greet you all, his fans. Selfies are encouraged, autographs are a must. Come along and meet the legend that is Radio 1 Scott Mills. Just repeat, Coach F, seat 9. Grab it whilst it's hot.
Thanks so much for giving up my seat number and carriage.
And people didn't disappoint.
No.
I then stood in the sort of buffet cart bit as I watched loads and loads and loads of people come for selfies. It was so good.
They piled in.
It was so good.
Who knew that many people would want like an autograph or something or a selfie?
And you had to kind of do loads of fake smiles, and I knew you were really annoyed at me.
I wasn't expecting it, that's all. And I was just minding my own business on the train. Some people have seen it already.
Radio 1 Facebook, you need to go see this video. And what we did is we got one of our team here to actually video you, Scott.
Yeah.
And your reactions are brilliant.
Oh my God, I legit just laughed so much at this. That's from Amy, who's doing... Well, she's got her final IT presentation at the moment. Vicky has just watched it as well with the hashtag Make Scott Cringe. She likes the line in particular, selfies are encouraged, autographs are a must.
How good is that? An
Cheers
actual
that,
train
mate.
Announcement. The Scott Mills Daily. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to use Twitter polls for absolutely everything in my life from now on.
Please don't.
All decisions.
All right, Nan. They've been on for ages.
I don't know how I'm so new. I always see them on Twitter and I assume it's some kind of really nerdy thing to set them up.
No. Everyone does.
Don't call me Nan.
That's really offended you. Look at his face.
Don't call me Nan. No one's ever called me Nan before. Like, literally no one.
Kate in Lancaster says, I also use Twitter polls for everything. Did one in February asking if I should go on holiday or save money.
There you go. You're not calling her Nan.
No, that's true. But she did it a while ago.
Yeah.
Going to Thailand next month, if you care.
I really enjoy annoying you.
I really enjoy annoying you too. But is that the payback for the Jennifer Aniston prank?
No, I promise you, the payback for the Jennifer Aniston thing will be something so, so special. It might not even happen whilst you're on Radio 1. It might happen in your later life. But it will be... It could be any point.
You can't do it while I'm on magic. My heart will stop. Do it soon, is what I'm saying.
It'll be huge.
Sooner rather than later,
you know,
please.
It'll probably be whilst you're on Radio 1, because then I can get access to the kind of people that can make this thing huge.
I think we're quits now.
For that?
That was hard.
Oh, come on.
It was uncomfortable.
People do love the video, though. Radio 1 Facebook, if you want to give it a look.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tom O'Dell's here. Hi, Tom.
Hello. How's it going?
Yeah, all right, thanks. Thanks for hanging around today at the Academy, by the way.
No, it's really nice. I've just met so many lovely young musicians and... people in the Academy.
Yeah, obviously you did the Live Lounge earlier, which people are raving about. Nice version of Mike Posner.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell because you've been doing so much and been so busy since you're here, but believe me, it's getting an incredible reaction.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's amazing.
So what else? Explain for people at home, what have you been doing today? You've been doing like some kind of a Q&A, right?
It's like speed dating, but in sort of a music industry sense. So a lot of them are from, a lot of the people in there are from, I think, local colleges.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get into the music industry or interested, and I don't know how much advice I can actually offer.
is it quite good sharing your wisdom though?
I just feel very unwise,
really.
But I don't know, it's weird when someone asks you, because it's, I guess I can just draw from my experience, but
yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice to talk to people that are, you know, right at the start of their career.
Yeah, it must be good. We're doing one on creativity later. Wish us luck. If you want to see any of these, just go to the Radio 1 website and click on Academy, and you can see absolutely all the sessions, all the Q&As, all the workshops, and everything we're doing here in Exeter this week. Okay, Tom, this is your first time playing Real or No Real. We've got some facts here. Some of them are completely made up. Some of them are true to life. Just tell me which one's which. We'll just thrash it out between us.
A single man who couldn't find a date took his own cat to his prom.
Right.
Do you know what? It's a very clever way of trying to get a date, isn't it? Because I've not done this, but I've heard of people who do this, where they use pets, often not their own pets, to try and appeal to other people. Tom, I don't know if this is something you've done.
I actually have a cat.
Do you?
He's called Louis, and I found out the other day through, because I live in this sort of like terraced block and there's a cat flat, and I found out the other day through my Max Goff, who's my bass player, who's friends with someone else in the street, showed me a picture that Louis was in sort of their bed.
What?
Three doors down.
So your cat is getting with one of the neighbours at the moment.
He's cheating on me.
This is huge.
You've got a really loose cat.
I know.
Getting into bed with other people.
No, but cats
in three doors down.
I think cats in their very nature are loose, aren't they?
Yeah.
But he's also, then he comes in and he's all like,
yeah. But you've seen the pictures, you know what's going on.
And yeah, he pretends he hasn't been fed.
No.
No, he has.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Are you going to get a fat cat just because he's eating dinner down the road? Or is it a she, sorry?
It's a he.
He's eating dinner down the road, then he's coming back.
Mm. I reckon he's possibly even visiting one more house.
Yeah. Right, okay. Well, you'll find it out, and then you need to have words.
Yeah.
So it's a single man who couldn't find a date, so took his own cat to his prom. Would this be real?
I think it's a very good way of trying to get a date, so I'm going to say real on this one.
Tom?
Real as well.
That one is real.
Absolutely is. So it's true. Sam Steingard from Washington, D.C., couldn't find himself a date for his prom, so he did take his cat instead and even dressed it up in a little pink dress. Cute.
Nice.
And next.
Craig David and Tiny Temper are releasing an album of revision songs called Re-Revise.
Oh.
Wow. I mean, it is that time of year when everybody is revising, so it would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, but do you think they've been told to adapt the lyrics like that? Are you ever told to do that, Tom? So, for example, do you find that you have to talk about brands in songs and things like that, or do you stay away from that?
Try and stay away from that.
Yeah. Because you hear people mentioning, I can't say the brands myself, but like cars that rhyme with Lamborghinis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, you know, chicken restaurants, that kind of
they're
thing.
They're on a lot. In a lot of kind of like hip hop and urban songs, boys, and also the. What's the not that? Well, I nearly said the brand name. There's a One Direction one where they mention a cab company.
Oh yeah,
actually.
Yeah, they got it. They got it to rhyme, and they got a lot of free cab journeys after that.
Do you think this is true or false that a famous glove company asked me to re-record a version of Another Love, Another Glove?
That's huge.
Not true.
I can't give it away if it's true or not.
So I wonder
another glove.
What famous glove company is there?
I don't know. See, Tom's pranking us at our own game.
Oh,
I don't know.
Word.
Is it real? Is it no real?
Imagine when that email comes through. Tom, we'd like you to re-record Another Love. And you have to do it all serious as well.
Another glove.
On Another Glove.
So, yeah. Tom, like, obviously you hear a lot of artists' songs on adverts. How much will I have to pay you to put magnetised on a fridge magnet commercial?
Oh, I like that. That's great. Not very much.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Yeah, not
well,
very
are.
Much.
For the fridge magnet companies listening?
Yeah.
It's a steal. Right, okay. So Craig David and Tiny Temper releasing an album of revision songs called Revise. Real or no real, Tom?
No real.
Oh, I got to go no real on this one.
That one is no real.
Sadly not made up, although Craig David and Tiny Temper have been sharing revision and motivational tips in a recent newspaper interview, and Tiny was here yesterday. And finally,
US rapper Drake has a cash machine and a mechanical bull in his California house.
Whoa.
You need to get that, Tom.
A cash machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, why would you have a cash machine?
Because everyone needs cash.
In your own house?
Well, yeah, it's like really convenient.
I suppose for takeaways and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah,
when they arrive.
Takeaways. Yeah.
But you can pay by card for those these days.
Do you know what? I feel like we're learning so much about you, Tom. We already know you've got a loose cat and that a glove company wanted to redo one of your songs.
Possibly. Yeah. We don't know that for sure because he's not revealing it to
us. What can you tell us about, say, the coolest house that you've ever been in? Was there a mechanical bull?
Or is it someone else's house that might have a little bit of cash and be a bit famous?
Yeah.
I've never seen a cash machine.
You know people.
Mm. I don't know. I don't know what the coolest house is. What's the coolest house you've ever been to?
Probably Scott's.
That's not true.
It's unbelievable.
I remember years ago watching... do you remember when MTV Cribs was on? Oh.
I used to love that show.
I used to love it. And they had Missy Elliott's house on. They used to repeat it for years afterwards. Yeah. Missy Elliott, I remember, had fish tanks in the kind of arms of the sofas. And I was like, that's pretty cool. In her house in Miami. So they were clear. And fish, like where you put your arms in the sofa, fish would be like swimming around.
Oh, that's wicked.
It's quite bling,
I think in America... That's where these kind of quirky houses are, really, aren't they?
Mm. Yeah. And also, like, sometimes you can go for ages and not see an ATM. So if you know you've got one in your house, that's a bonus.
Have you ever recorded in a recording studio that's in someone's house?
No, but I've actually got a very small one, like, sort of next to my bedroom.
Have you?
Which is great.
I see what you've done there, Tom. You've got a 3-bedroom and you've turned it into a 2-bed and made it a studio, haven't you? You won't be able to resell that, you know that, don't you?
I actually have 2 pianos at home.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
2 pianos. Actually,
what's the point?
Plus 2, because sometimes you just want to jam with someone, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the point.
Piano jam.
Are they in the same room?
No. No,
have you ever played both at the same time?
Well, they're in,
they're in the same room.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
listen to what he's saying, Chris.
No, I just had this wonderful vision of Tom in between 2 pianos. Just,
that's you know, like Rick Wakeman. You know Rick Wakeman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wear
a cape.
Okay, real or no real then? So Drake has a cash machine and mechanical ball, just in case you need it, in his house in California. Real or no real, Tom?
I think real.
I'm gonna go no real.
That one is real.
Oh, we need to see this on TV, I think. So it's basically
high up in the Hidden Hills in California. That's where it is. He's got a 30-acre mansion, which includes a 25-seater cinema, illuminated pools, tennis courts, basketball courts, and, yes, a mechanical bull and his very own cash machine.
So good.
Somebody's doing all right for themselves. At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
Okay, I got 20. Tom, you smashed it. You got 30.
Tom O'Dell, everybody! Thank you so much, Tom, for being here today, for doing the live lounge and sticking around for Real or No Real. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back tomorrow from 1 at the Academy in Exeter, including at 1:45, highbrow innuendo bingo with Evan Davis off of Dragon's Den. Scott Mills.